Coach Kevin Bullis. Coach, how you doing?
Hey, doing all right. I'll tell you, Bill, when you turn the ball over four times and we miss three opportunities at interceptions, that's the story of that game.
Yeah, I was reading the recap of that, and that's not something you guys did very much this season at all. It was very uncharacteristic of the team.
Yeah, I mean, it was a negative three turnover ratio, which to me is astronomical, because our worst game to this season was a negative one. And so, I mean, yeah, you go into a semifinal game like that against that type of team, yeah, you're going to be on the short end of that deal.
So give me your thoughts as you come out of this season. You guys obviously had a tremendous year. Your point differential was just out of this world. You guys put everything back on track offensively. So, I mean, I know it's bitter, but give me your thoughts as you come out of this season.
You know, it was exciting because when you recap our season, really our defense jumped out right off the bat, was very dominant all season. And it really our offense just continued to grow each week. And that was, to me, the thing. They were both kind of in different phases of development. I think ultimately what it came down to, and this may sound very soft, and it was really our learning culture. Our kids were so, and when that's pure hard work when it really comes down to it. Our learning culture was really, to me, that thing that separated us from my previous 3 years as a head coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys, it seemed like you made the change in the offseason for the offensive coordinator position. It seemed like everybody kind of grew up a little bit, and it just seemed like things just started to really come together, and you kind of felt it. And just in talking over the season, I know that you had talked about, you know, the fundamentals and the practices, but it seemed like we talked more about the character of the team than we did about the ability of the team.
Yeah, really, and it really was. I mean, even last spring, I felt so optimistic after we completed our first 15 practices. I mean, the leadership of Harry Hentschler, our captains, you know, Harry, Nate Truen and Bryce Leshinsky, they were the tip of the iceberg. They really were, because underneath them was an amazing group of that 2018 senior class. Set the character, just like you said. They set the character. They set the tempo. They were willing to challenge each other, to push each other day in and day out. And how you end up with great progress. And we did. It was great progress for the program. The great thing is, though, Bill, guys are not satisfied. They're hungry.
So give me your thoughts going into next season.
You know, next season, I mean, looking at it, I mean, we got some guys to replace on defense. We got really, to me, seven starters. But, again, we played almost 20 guys every game. So, I mean, I feel very good about how we're going to fill those voids. Offensively, wow, we're going to we return a lot of our guys. We lose Cole at QB. And we lose Mitch Detz at wide receiver and Nate Truen at center. But I'll tell you, we really return the core of that group.
Coach, it's been great, a great season talking to you as always, but an even better season for turning things around from last year. And you guys did it the right way. We appreciate you joining us all season long. Look forward to big things again next year. But congratulations on a hell of a season. And I think our hearts went out to you, man, in taking that loss, because we thought for sure you guys would be facing Mount Union this weekend.
I'm still licking my wound.
Yeah.
Bill, it's always a pleasure talking with you and really look forward to it each week.
All right, pal. We'll talk to you next year, okay?
You bet.
Thanks, Coach. There you go. Coach Kevin Bullis.